This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
The following program, The John and Gordy Morning Show, is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young, a wholly owned subsidiary of John and Gordy Productions, in association with Civic Media and the John and Gordy Company, Incorporated International. And now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
International.
Sorry or not.
92.7 WMDX. And it is John and Gordy in the morning, and you're welcome to it. It's yep. Not looking too bad out there right now.
It's supposed to be cloudy, and it looks like some of the clouds are starting to break up and move out.
So yeah.
Maybe, hopefully, some sunshine.
It's just burning
today.
Off. The sun is coming up.
Clouds don't burn, but okay. You can think that if you want. Kind of cool if they did.
But yeah, this has really kind of festered inside over the many years where people say, the fog just burned off.
Yeah, it doesn't burn.
Fog doesn't burn.
Imagine the havoc it would wreak if fog did burn.
I know.
Somebody lights a match to light a cigarette or something, the entire atmosphere goes up in flames.
Yes, that would be terrible.
Oh, God.
Right now it's 33 degrees. We expect highs about 36 today. By the way, just a recap of the Dade County Humane Society dating game that we just played. Those animals are available for adoption, animals that we were talking about.
That's right.
So just contact the Humane Society if you would be interested, okay? So just don't think that Stetson is not available. He is still available. Even that's the one I selected for hopefully the next round. But, you know, if somebody else wants to adopt him, you know, go for it.
All right.
Okay?
Well,
all right.
Thanks for clearing that up.
We'll have another round of the dating game in a week or so, a couple of weeks.
All right. Well, that makes sense.
2 weeks?
Right?
Okay.
In a couple of weeks?
I think every 2 weeks we're doing this.
Well, we have to wait now. Oh, well, no. You know, I had so much fun this time around.
Well, he's gonna take Stetson on a date, and if it goes well, it goes well. If it doesn't go well, then we have another round of the dating game.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, if you would come to a meeting once in a while, you know, you'd be up on these things, John. But, you know, you're Mr. Oh, I'm busy. I got to do stuff.
I'm always taking a nap. All right.
Okay, let's move on.
Let's move on to something just unbelievable, and we're seeing this unwind before our very eyes. All of this stuff is happening. Look,
the whole world's changing.
Here's the thing. Trump says he's going to be a dictator on day one, right?
Right.
He is a dictator before day one. Come on, folks.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
It's already
here.
Happening. Yeah,
oh, my God.
Taking over.
This is awful. The Mad King Donald is making comments that just don't sound very smart. You know, he's still pretty dumb about tariffs and all the effects of terrorists, right? But here it is. Keep this in mind as you listen. We have a free trade agreement with Canada. And it's called the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. It's pretty spelled out there.
It's an agreement between Mexico, Canada, and the U.S.
And you know who negotiated that? Trump in his last term.
Right.
Okay.
Now he's not happy with
this? Now he's not happy. He said, boy, he's getting ripped off like crazy. Does he remember that this is his agreement?
Yeah, he canceled NAFTA, right?
Yeah, so just keep this in mind as we listen to it. This is Cut 113.
Okay. I spoke with the president of Mexico, and as you know, I spoke with Justin Trudeau of Canada, and we told them it's not fair, not right. You can't let these people come into our country.
It's your agreement.
And they understand they're very much on notice, and they're going to have to stop this from happening. They're going to have to stop it. We lose a lot of money to Mexico. We lose a lot of money to Canada. What? Tremendous amount. We're subsidizing Canada. We're subsidizing Mexico. That can't go on. Then I get along with the people of Mexico and Canada
very well,
but we can't let that happen.
No, you don't get along with
why
that.
Why are we supporting and giving other countries hundreds of billions of dollars? It's not fair. It's not right. And the people of Mexico and Canada fully understand
that. You agreed to that.
We've talked about it before, but now we're doing something about it.
Talked about it.
ridiculous. Again, it's the USMCA, US-Mexico-Canada agreement.
Mm-hmm. That he negotiated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it says here, outsmarted by Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, and that took us to where we are today of Canada taking advantage of Trump. Oh, no, not that. Now, well,
Canada's going through their own problems.
A lot of turmoil right now.
They're talking about Trudeau maybe resigning.
A lot of ministers
are
leaving. Yeah. Their finance minister is leaving the day that she was going to announce the next budget.
Mm.
And now Trudeau is threatening to quit.
Yeah.
And I don't understand the politics up there, so I can't really make comment on it. All I know is that there is a lot of turmoil in Canada, and it's all because of this person. I really want to call him dumb. He is not he's not a smart person, all right? Yeah, Trump is not a smart person.
He's hiring a lot of strange people to be in his cabinet.
Yeah.
So. We'll see how that all shakes out.
Of course.
It doesn't seem like it's going to be a good thing. But.
Well, a parliament member up there came out recently, and he said a whole bunch of stuff, which I thought was very, very true. And this is going to be cut one and wait. We were at this point yesterday when everything blew up, okay? But I think this is cut 108. It's about 324, right? Okay. Let's play it.
Okay.
When the United States insisted that Canadian young men go and die in the rice paddies of Vietnam, we said, no, we're not going to send our young men to die in Vietnam. It's a wrong war, and it was a wrong war. And we opened our borders to many great young Americans who were not going to go die needlessly in Vietnam.
That's right.
When they tried to pressure us to go into the false attack on Iraq, we said no. And we were under enormous pressure then. And in the 1980s, when Ronald Reagan was launching horrific violence in Latin America and El Salvador and Guatemala, and then they were deporting thousands of people out of the United States who were trying to escape the genocide that was happening in the hills of Guatemala, they put enormous pressure on us to close our border because people who could not go back to the death squads in El Salvador and Guatemala were trying to cross the border at Buffalo to get into Canada to be safe. And at that time, Brian Mulroney said, oh, we have to have the same border principles as the United States. And Canadians stood up and said, no, those are not our values. And we pushed that back because we could not send people back to the death squads. So yes, they are our neighbors, but we have stood up to them. We're in a different situation with Donald Trump, a convicted predator who's seriously undermining the democratic process in the United States, and he thinks he can just push us around.
Exactly.
He insults us, you know. The conservatives seem to like it because he's insulting our prime minister, but he's not really insulting the prime minister. He's insulting Canadians, calling us the 51st state.
That's right, exactly.
You know, once there was a Canada that had a flag that didn't need to be waved. A flag that represented who we are. We didn't boast about it. It wasn't until our flag was appropriated by conspiracy haters and stuck on pickup trucks promoting all kinds of disinformation. Our flag was something that just said, it's about values. And it's something that we all understood. We didn't have to brag about. We didn't have to brag about that when we were a country of 11 million people and the Americans were saying, oh, we don't want to go to war. On the very first day Hitler invaded Poland, 11 million Canadians stood up and created the fourth largest air force in the world, the fourth largest navy in the world. We sent our young people all across the world to defend the notion of freedom and parliamentary democracy. And we paid an enormous price. And we came back and we didn't wave the flag. Then we just came back and did what we did because we were Canadians. But here we are with this falsehood being perpetrated by the member who lives in Stornoway, that whatever Donald Trump says, he will use to burn the house down to the prime minister. So he's using this falsehood on fentanyl, which is an absolute falsehood. I have the Drug Enforcement Agency unclassified reports on fentanyl. Fentanyl, they write about China. They write about India. They write about Mexico. There's just one very tiny thing about a small amount coming from Canada. That's not the issue. Fentanyl's not the issue, but the conservatives will use that falsehood.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Threatening a 25% tariff.
There you go. Yeah, he leveled a lot of stuff up.
What's that guy's name again?
I don't know.
What?
Why ask?
Well, okay, he's a member of the Canadian Parliament,
right?
Yes,
he is. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Charlie Angus, I believe his name is.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Okay.
You know what we forgot to do?
What?
We forgot to tell people that there's a contest going on right now.
Don't. You're right. Well, we can do this right
now.
Let's
do it right now.
We got a couple of minutes here. Let's do this. Okay, it's the grown-up gift list text to win contest. Ready for this?
Yep.
You know, at these following hours, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., we let you know what the keyword is. And the keyword this time around is Carol, C-A-R-O-L, Carol, okay? Like a Christmas carol.
All right.
And this time, up for grabs is an overnight stay at Chula Vista. So get on the Civic Media app. You can download that easily enough and text us the word Carol. Okay, and again, this time around, it's for an overnight stay at Chula Vista. Mm. You'll also be entered into the grand prize drawing. We've got all kinds of great grand prizes that we'll be giving away at the end of the week. 8 grand prize winners will be chosen at random. It's a statewide contest, and we've got terrific gifts in that. Where are they? Oh, yes, a couple of robot vacuums, snowblower, a couple of luggage sets, and espresso machines and a humidifier. So all those grand prizes will be given away at the end of the contest. Again, the text word, the keyword is Carol. Text us at the Civic Media app.
How do you spell Carol again?
C-A-R-O-L. Carol. Oh, Carol. Play the Neil Sedaka song. Okay, you're looking at me like, who's Neil Sedaka? I never mind.
I know 2 songs
doesn't
by Neil
mind.
Sedaka.
Okay, what 2?
Calendar Girl? Yeah. And
Breaking Up
is Hard to Do.
But Oh Carol is a song too. I mean,
that's right. That's a good song. Yeah. You can find that.
John, you hate Neil Sedaka, don't you?
No, I like the old stuff from the 50s and 60s. Yeah, he's a great songwriter.
Yeah, had a few hits.
Yeah, and he had a disco hit. Something that was Dancing in the Rain or something.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
Yeah,
like
I don't
that.
Remember that.
It was, that was a good one.
Okay. Anyway, our grown-up.
I mean, schlocky, but, you know, good.
Schlocky?
Right?
Okay.
Look, just because I like a song doesn't mean I'd listen to it.
Okay. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com. They have lots of accessories. Make some perfect Christmas gifts. Okay.
All right, here's old Carol. And I just want to mention the story that's coming up is that Trump has changed his mind on TikTok.
Okay. And Brittany Merlot will tell us what's going on weather-wise in just a couple of minutes on John and Gordy in the Morning.
No matter what you do.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Oh, God. What? This sounds like a lot of little drones.
Flight of the Drones?
Yes.
Is that what this is?
92.7 WMPX, John and Gordy in the Morning, along with Brittany Merlot. We're all watching scenes of the drones.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
What are you... This is Carol of the Bells, not drone music.
It sounds like drones.
Sound like drones.
Yes, and Carol, by the way, that's the word to text in. That's the keyword this hour. Before 8 a.m., text us the word Carol. And you'll be in the contest to win the overnight stay at Chula Vista. Jeez. Okay.
Yeah. You know, the thing here is, you know, we're, our minds are turning into mush.
Yes.
Watching people capture drones in the sky. We're watching really completely stupid videos of drones being captured. Flying around the night sky. I don't understand this. This is, please stop the story. Let's look. Oh, there they are.
Oh,
they're
no.
Don't
they're outside our window again. Oh, it's a great big drone.
They're probably recording this.
Just smile
they're
and
just
wave.
Looking at us.
It's Smile and wave, boys. Okay. Smile and wave.
Tell him we have ET and he wants to go home.
I'm just
leave us alone. Brittany, what do you make of these drones? You're a meteorologist.
They're affecting the weather, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, what in the heck are they doing up there? Get them out. Get them out. Yeah. I have no idea what to think about things. I know. It's madness.
This is just mindless.
Well, let's get to something you do understand. That's the weather.
The weather.
We started out with a lot of clouds. Some of them are breaking up here in Madison this morning.
Yeah, the sun burned it off.
Okay, here we go again.
The sun's trying to win. Yeah, it's trying.
But it's looking like it's going to be mild, at least temperatures are going to be mild.
Yeah, not
today.
Too bad. Not too shabby. Okay. Mid-30s today, right? Above freezing. All ahead of your light snow that's pushing in this evening. Probably an inch or so.
What?
Yeah. Oh, we're going to get snow tonight? Really?
You are. It's probably going to start around 6 or 7 o'clock this evening, lasting till about midnight or so, putting down like an inch, like I said. Not too bad. But then tomorrow, temperatures crash. So we'll go from highs in about the upper 20s all the way to the teens by night. And then on Thursday, I'm excited for it, our first widespread snowstorm across the state. Woo-woo.
Well, I'm glad you're happy about it. I'm not. But, you know, I got to say, this is a better snowfall than our previous winters where we kind of first put down a sheet of ice and then snow. And that wreaked havoc for the entire winter here in Madison, at least. So this time, it'll just be snow. No ice underneath. We'll be good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, it will be good.
Better.
Yeah, it's going to look good. About 3 to 5 inches is possible on Thursday, you guys.
3 to 5 inches on Thursday?
I can't do that.
Is the snowblower ready?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Good.
It starts immediately.
All right. Okay. Then after that, what about the weekend?
Oh, the weekend looks fantastic. Sunshine pops out, mid-20s, nothing to worry about. So a great weekend. It's just Thursday. You'll be not so happy.
Okay. But skiers might like it. Is that enough to stick around the 3 to 5 inches for people going to Cascade or Devil's Head or somewhere?
Yeah, you drive up to Baraboo every now and then
I do.
They've got snow on the hill.
Yeah.
That they made, right?
They have a ton of snowmakers up there.
Yeah.
It sounds like this is going to be perfect weather for it, because once you get the snow and you get cold temperatures, it's going to stay nice and fluffy, and it's not going to, you know, mat down right away and turn into ice.
Yeah,
so it's perfect, right?
Right, until next week. That's when we start to head towards the 40s again. So if some of it is still around, it is going to start to mat down and ice over because it does want to hit near 40 by Christmas.
Brittany, could you just clear up one thing, though? I think... Gordy thinks that the sun does not burn off moisture in the air.
Moisture in the air?
Or the actual snow?
Moisture.
It's going to burn.
Snow doesn't
off
burn.
Fog
doesn't
it's
burn.
Burn.
It's not burning. It's evaporating.
I do like the term burning, though. Turning off.
Okay.
But he's right. Gordy's right.
Thank you. Thank you, Brittany.
I swear it was burning up there. All right. That's okay.
Okay.
Evaporating, burning, same difference.
Yeah.
Not really.
That's right.
Okay.
Kind of.
All right, Brittany, thank you so much. We appreciate
thanks, guys.
All right. You
have
putting
a good
up
day
with us.
All right. You too.
Yeah, thank you. That's Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist.
Well, you know, I told everybody initially. And now I'm right. And I hate to bring that up. I hate to rub it in everybody's face.
What?
Only those people who believe that TikTok was a danger to everybody in America. It was just the dumbest thing in the world. Yeah. And we should have at least, you know, seen the red flag go off, because we had Mike Gallagher, who is a Republican. He was the guy responsible for finally banning TikTok in the U.S., a Republican banning TikTok. And that was because they did not like the liberal younger message being sent out there by the software. Now, it's okay if government thinks that maybe China has some kind of intertwined information in TikTok. That's fine. I get that.
But what about the kids using it?
Keep the software off government computers, right?
Sure.
But let the public have TikTok. And to ban it, it was the dumbest idea ever, and a lot of Democrats fell for this crap because they don't understand technology either. So now we're going back on it. And why are we going back on it? Well, you know, Trump likes TikTok now.
Oh, he likes it now?
Yes. It turns out that these MAGA kids made the difference for Trump in the election. Let's check this out. 114.
How do you plan to stop the ban on TikTok next month?
We'll take a look at TikTok. You know, I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok has something to do with that. Now, Joe Rogan did, and some of the other people that were recommended by my son, Barron, he knew names. I said, who is that? Tell me, who's that? Dad, you got to be kidding. I can't believe you don't know. And I did those interviews, and it was actually sort of cute. Do you want to know the truth? But we did them, and that had an impact. But TikTok had an impact, and so we're taking a look at it. But, you know, we won youth. Republicans are always 30 points down in youth. I don't know why, but we ended up finishing. There was one poll that showed us down about 30. We were 35 or 36 points up with young people. So I have a little bit of a warm spot in my heart, I'll be honest. Yes, President.
Yeah, now he's considering helping TikTok avoid the impending U.S. ban. No ideology, no values, no moral compass. Trump is corrupt to the core, my friend. Absolutely corrupt.
Got a
it
warm
helped
place
him
in
win,
his heart
supposedly,
for
and now he wants to bring it back.
Okay.
It's okay. Everything's okay.
Flip-flop.
It helped me.
Another flip-flop.
Wow.
Okay. As we move along, it is 7:29, and
I'm glad we're going to keep it.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's
well,
a great
Well, you and
platform.
Trump agree. It's all
oh, wait,
good now.
Uh-oh. Wait, you're right.
We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
They said these guys were washed up three decades ago, but here they are again on the air in Madison on WMDX. Why? Conspiracy? Or just another dumb program director?
Thank you, Stephanie Miller. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
She'll be on right after us. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east side or west side. Or just go to verlo.com.
Say, Gordy, what's that key word for the contest?
Well, Sam, I'm so glad you asked because I've got it right here, the key word, and you have to get this into us before 8 o'clock. Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Just get on the Civic Media app and put in the word Carol.
Thank God for you and that sheet. What would we do without you? How would we run this contest?
I don't know, but I know that somebody on the statewide Civic Media app is going to get an overnight stay at Chula Vista this hour if they text in that word and we draw their name.
What a deal.
Okay.
All right.
And then they're entered in for the grand prize drawings, which will happen at the end of the week.
Just want to mention also, you can text in as well your comments, anything you want to say about the topics we cover here on the John and Gordy in the Morning Show.
Yeah, and somebody phoned us at our phone number, 608-879-8255, but then they hung up.
They probably dialed the wrong number or something.
That's the wrong number? Thanks, Sam.
We'll take
608-879-8255. Okay. All right. Happy to have you call in. Okay. Or text us.
Okay, so...
what do you got?
Well, we continue to hear about the deficit, the debt. You know, the U.S. has dug itself into a deep hole here.
Yeah.
And you know why?
Why? Tax cuts.
Tax cuts.
Tax cuts.
Yeah. Yeah. The Center for American Progress. I may have covered this before. I want to bring it up again because this is a hot topic. Trump is taking over because they want to make all these cuts because we're spending way too much money. So why do we need to make these cuts?
Yeah.
Tax cuts are primarily responsible for the increasing debt ratio. All right. without the Bush and Trump tax cuts, debt as a percentage of the economy would be declining permanently.
What?
You heard that, right?
I did.
Yeah. Without those, the economy, the debt percentage would be declining permanently. Not bad. Not bad. Why don't we do that?
Why don't we?
Why do we have Doge when all we have to do is not have a tax cut, repeal the previous, well, that's actually, that's expiring at the end of 2025.
Mm.
And just repeal the Bush tax cuts as well. And we're in a good place.
Well, why doesn't that happen?
All right, I'm going to just read part of this here. Okay. If not for the Bush tax cuts and their extensions, as well as the Trump tax cuts, revenues would be on track to keep pace with spending indefinitely.
Hmm.
And the debt ratio, debt as a percentage of the economy, would be declining. Instead, these tax cuts have added $10 trillion to the debt since their enactment and are responsible for 57% of the increase in the debt ratio since 2001. And that's when the Bush tax cuts went in place.
Mm-hmm.
And get this, more than 90% of the increase in the debt ratio is what would happen if we took out the cost for the COVID-19 pandemic and the Great Recession. We had to pay for those, but those are one-time costs.
Mm-hmm.
So they go away. So when they go away, basically 90% of the debt that we have, the ratio now, is responsible, is caused by the tax cuts that were put in place by George W. and Trump. So if we do not renew the tax cut that Trump put in place and repeal the Bush tax cuts, we'd be in balance.
Yeah, be in good shape.
Yeah.
So just why not just do that?
Why not do that? This is the solution.
Like, yeah.
We don't need Doge. We don't need to cut social programs.
No.
We don't need to complain about spending because actually we have taxes that we send to the government to spend on us. It's
right.
You know, it's not our
money.
It's not for tax cut purposes. It's for spending on us.
So Clinton was the last one to actually have a balanced budget.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Is that the year that I'm seeing is 2001? Is that correct?
Yes.
Before that, since 1960, it's only happened two other times: in 1960 and in 1969. Out of all of those decades, those are the only 3 years that we've had a balanced budget.
Yeah, and the thing is, Republicans put us in this debt, and they continually put us in this debt, and then they say they need tax cuts, and it's the trickle down. Voodoo economics.
Oh,
that
voodoo,
they called it.
Voodoo economics. Yeah,
and it's never worked, and it continues to not work, and prove itself over and over again, and
but
we
the
still
Republicans
continue.
Love it.
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah. Yeah, because the rich people need more money.
But the public buys into this crap. I mean, they elected Trump to cut all this spending. Maybe we're spending too much on us. Maybe we should just continue to pay for their health care and not pay for our own eventually. You know, let us go broke. That's fine. So anyway, I just wanted to bring this up. It's the tax cuts that are putting us in this position. It is not spending.
Mm-hmm.
If Congress wants to decrease deficits, it should look first at reversing the tax cuts that we've already put in place. There you go.
Okay.
I thought it was important.
Thank you for sharing that.
All right. Now, you shared something with me, and
what?
This is John Pavlovich, and he put out this interesting article about America choosing the monster. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And he writes, the truths are that self-evident, and this is what he wrote, a viable healthcare alternative is not coming. That's what we've chosen by choosing the monster as our next president. Taxes for the middle class are not coming down.
Nope.
Project 2025 is going to be implemented.
Yeah.
Mexico is still not paying for the wall.
Yeah, still not paying.
Immigrants are going to be persecuted.
Stand by. Go ahead.
I'm just looking at our next caller.
I understand.
Here. Protections for those with special needs are evaporating. The poor are getting thrown to the lions. Public schools are being thrown under the bus. The elderly are being left to fend for themselves. The environment is being willfully set on fire. It can start on fire. I told you that. The economy is going to be compromised. The whole system is being intentionally blown up. The rule of law in our government is being trod upon.
Okay.
Aside from the smallest percentage of the wealthiest in this nation, no one is going to be healthier, safer, or more financially secure. This is a nonpartisan tragedy. All right?
There you have it.
There you go.
Got a couple of calls.
All right,
here.
Let's go to CJ first. They might have some input on the monster that we elected. All right, let's go. CJ, what do you got for us?
Good morning, CJ.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
Once again, I got to tell the rest of the story.
That's a friend.
Paul Harvey.
That's your thing.
I love that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, the mere fact is it isn't the debt that's killing us, it's the interest we're paying on the debt. And it's now almost more than what we spend on the military. Mm-hmm. So the reason we don't want these taxes to expire is because most small businesses, like Civic Media, mm-hmm. I bet, mm-hmm. File as individuals. So at least 60% of Americans will have a tax increase if these expire, because most small businesses file and claim as individuals, LLCs. And if they expire, you're going to see unemployment rise, because you're going to have businesses that their expenses are going to exponentially increase.
Well, what did small businesses do before the Trump tax cuts? How did that work
well,
out for them?
They passed, just like they will do, they passed their increases on to their customers.
Oh, okay.
And that hurts the people that work for those businesses, because they either can't afford to pay them more.
Yeah.
Or they're going to have to cut employees to meet their bottom line.
Well, here's the thing. What the Democrats proposed was tax cuts for the middle and lower class. That's what they proposed. But get rid of the tax cuts above a certain level. I think it was $400,000 or $500,000. So if we had done that, or if Kamala had won, that's what we'd be putting in place, and then the middle and lower classes would get that tax cut, the one you're talking about, CJ, and that would have been just fine. Well, but right now, and by the way, you're saying, well, it's the interest on the debt. Again, we get back to the debt. Forget about the interest. Get to the debt. The debt would be gone if we got rid of all these damn tax cuts and not renewed the tax cuts that are going to be put in place for the wealthy. All right, that's the problem. We got to do away with that. If we want to give tax credits or tax cuts to medium and lower income individuals, I'm all for it. I mean, we're supposed to spend these tax dollars on us. I mean, that's what this whole thing is about. All right? Do you agree with that?
No, I don't.
Because, okay.
just like this administration said inflation was transitory. It isn't. We're still living with it. Even though it's down, it's 22% over 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, you want to stretch it out. You want to bring back inflation is what you're saying.
Because here,
a topic, as a talking point, you want to bring back inflation.
COVID wouldn't have happened,
it's down now. It's down now. We don't have to talk about it anymore. It's done. We've taken care of inflation.
Still up, and that's what interest rates are up, and that's what drove it down, not inflation, not what Biden did with a supply chain, because he didn't.
I can't wait till Trump has to deal with the high price of beef, because that's predicted to go up. I know he's going to have to deal with the high price of chickens because of the avian, the bird flu. And we've got to deal with the price of eggs because of the bird flu. But I know he's going to take care of all of that and get rid of all of that inflation immediately. Right?
Trump's tax cuts would have been a surplus through the Treasury if COVID wouldn't have happened. Mm. We want to be competitive with the rest of the world. If we raise our corporate taxes, like Biden and Harris wanted to do, to 28%, businesses are going to leave America again. They're coming back.
We have policy to prevent that from happening. If they want to do that, then sure, fine. You know, the thing is, you just mentioned that corporations will move to another country. You know, if that's how patriotic those companies are, then let them go someplace else. If that's what they want to do to the U.S., if that's their allegiance, let them do it. You know, and then we can make our buying purchases based on that. Okay, CJ? All right.
CJ, we got to move along.
Doesn't happen that way, guys.
All right, man.
Thanks for your call.
But thanks for telling us the rest of the story, CJ. Let's go to Dick now.
Dick, we got a couple of minutes here. If we can get to you quickly. Go ahead.
The only outlier in those years you brought up, 60, 69, you said, and then Clinton would have been 60, and that would have still been Eisenhower, and the corporate tax rate was very high in the 50s. And there were a lot of American companies. But my other question to CJ would be, how do you pay this interest on something that doesn't even exist? In other words, if the debt's gone,
yeah,
I don't get it.
I know. That's exactly the problem. If we got rid of the tax cuts, we wouldn't have the debt. There wouldn't be the interest.
There you go.
On the debt.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah,
I don't know.
All right.
And somebody else brought up here, who is CJ going to blame when Trump makes inflation rise and fails to bring gas prices down under $2 a gallon?
Yeah.
Well, by the way, I got that energy gas price story coming up in a moment.
All right. All that and more when we return with John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
92.7 WMDX.
Still a few minutes to get in on the keyword this hour. It is Carol. You need to text that keyword to us on the Civic Media app. Carol, C-A-R-O-L, before 8 o'clock. We'll have other keywords at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. And up for grabs this hour is an overnight stay at Chula Vista, and anytime you enter, you're also in for the grand prize drawings. We actually will have 8 grand prize drawings at the end of the week. Okay.
All right. Now we're talking about small businesses here. CJ brought the idea of small businesses up. Mm-hmm. We got a text here. Sub-Zero Freezer Company is an LLC.
Yes. There we go.
And they're a huge company pretending to be a small business to fool people like CJ. Again, you know, the definition, I looked it up here.
Yeah, what is a small
there's
business?
There's one, a firm revenue of $1 million to $40 million and employment of 100 to over 1,500 employees. Now, I read one where it's slightly different from that, under 500 employees, but it's a little confusing, but large companies can be considered small companies. Our messed up for-profit healthcare system is part of that debt too. And who? Yeah, let's see here. We have anything else here? I thought we did. Yeah.
There we go. Check the other text here.
CJ is a troll. All he has to do is talk. Talking points. Okay, well, we know that. let's get to... We appreciate CJ giving us a call.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about big energy, okay? You know, the promise of bringing gas prices down. Every time they ask, well, how are you going to lower the price of food in the food market? Well,
right. How are you going to do that?
He's going to lower gas prices.
Okay.
Everything that he's going to do to lower the prices of everything that we are talking about is based on lowering the price of gasoline. That's every answer he's ever given. I've marked this down.
Okay.
I made a mental note, okay?
But gas prices are really fairly reasonable right now.
Well, they are actually reasonable right now, and Yahoo Finance reporter Rick Newman is covering this. And let's listen to what he has to say about this.
Drill, baby, drill means produce more oil, which means prices go down, which means profits go down. I think Exxon and Chevron and Oxy and the big U.S. oil firms, I think they're pretty comfortable where prices are and supply are right now. I mean, we've got oil in the $60 to $70 range. They're making good money, and they're not facing the criticism that they have in the past about ripping off consumers because gas prices are too high. So they like it where it is. They don't want to produce all that much more oil. They are certainly going to like Trump's deregulatory moves. It's going to make it easier for them to do business. So that's what Trump's going to get on fossil fuels. And I guarantee you that Trump is going to say, regardless of what the facts are at some point early in his presidency, look, I've unleashed all this oil and natural gas drilling. Well, I did it. I said we were going to drill, baby, drill, and we're doing it. So maybe that's how Trump defines success.
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Also, this is more. Let's add more onto that. This is cut 110. Check this out.
Donald Trump has now broken his fourth promise to the American people, and he is yet to be inaugurated. Now, Donald Trump offered a miracle for lowering prices of everything from food, insurance, housing, energy, etc. In some cases, up to 50% by simply drilling more. And once again, I brought the receipts. Take a listen.
Would do to help bring down the cost to make things more affordable.
Drill, baby, drill.
There it is. Just so simple. Why didn't anybody else think of this? Well, according to energy executives, not so fast, Donald. The oil, our ExxonMobil CEO, says that there will not be an oil boom. And he cites several reasons. Number one, that there's enough oil in market to satisfy demand right now. And the bigger one is that, look, we have an obligation to profits and shareholders, not to the price for the consumer. So simply saying drill, baby, drill was supposed to be Donald Trump's miracle cure. Well, that's off the table. So now we're going to need some adults to come up with an actual plan. Promises made, promises broken.
And we'll see. We'll see where that goes. Yeah. And now they want to repeal the green energy credits that help the economy, help people buy things that are energy efficient. They want to do away with that. Let's check out cut 98 here.
On green energy, this is complicated, many moving parts, but this now has momentum that goes beyond incentives from any government in the world, including the U.S. government. Sure, those help, and Trump could repeal some of those incentives, especially most likely the ones for people who buy electric cars. But this is an industry of the future, and it's a huge industry of the future. There's a ton of money going into green energy. Globally, there's more money going into green energy than is going into fossil fuels. And if Trump changes the policies, that'll change a little. But this train has left the station, and this is a huge market that's going to continue for the most part. And I think that is part of the reason that Trump is probably not going to change very much. I think he's going to have a hard time changing this stuff because businesses are going to be coming to him saying, hey, man, there's a lot of money here. Why are you doing this?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I mean, this, again, is the train that has left the station for green energy.
Yeah.
All right.
Like
and then when we look at battery-operated vehicles, we're going to have this story hopefully tomorrow. Rachel Maddow covered the story last night.
Really?
And that is the massive amount of problems that Tesla is having. And now they want to do away with reporting when cars blow up and start burning and fatalities tied in with auto driving cars. They want to do away with the accumulation of that data.
They want to let go of that.
So
right?
Tesla will not be held accountable for all of the accidents.
They don't like the negative news.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, we'll get into that. That's going to do it for us for today's tomorrow's show. Substack blogger Mike McCabe will join us, as he does every Wednesday. Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great day. We'll talk to you first thing in the morning.
It's the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.